A BC judge has tossed out the claim of an Abbotsford family that its members have a God-given right to secretive government property, and now the family will have to pay the government for court costs. Jason Garrett Zimmer and his wife and daughter, Nadia Huguette Marie Zimmer and Talia Bianca Marie Zimmer, petitioned the court last March for a full forensic accounting by the provincial and federal governments for some form of unspecified property they believed they were entitled to upon birth, citing the Bible and the will of God as the foundation of their claim. Canada's Attorney General responded to the petition, calling it unintelligible, confusing and difficult to understand, such that it is difficult, if not impossible, to discern the claims made or causes of action asserted. The Zimmers specifically stated that, when they were born, a Christian title was created that promised them to be heirs to the kingdom, and that the statement of birth, or state-issued birth certificate, provided a security to them. We believe this security instrument was deposited in the Bank of Canada as a credit, stated the Zimmers petition. Zimmer described the property as a bundle of rights, according to the ruling. BC Supreme Court Justice Gordon Wetherill noted such a claim as not new. This is another in a series of petitions that have been filed in Canadian courts by litigants who have been labeled by the courts as organized pseudolegal commercial argument, OPCA, litigants, stated the judge. The petitioners, who claim that they have never consented to being governed, ask the court for an accounting, liquidation, and distribution of property they say is earmarked for them since birth but remains within the respondent government's possession. They say that their respective birth certificates confirm their entitlement to property that the governments have been holding since their birth. Mr. Zimmer asserted that, "We are here to get our property vested," stated Wetherill in his brief ruling. Wetherill noted such claims have been addressed by Canadian courts, namely the Meads case, which describes a money for nothing, or except for value, A4V scheme. A4V's guru promoters claim that each person is associated with a secret government bank account which contains millions of dollars. The exact sum varies from guru to guru, noted the Meads judgment. Wetherill called the Zimmer claim analogous to those that have been rejected as so completely devoid of merit that litigants should be penalized for launching such actions. Unfortunately, the court, a decade after Meads, continues to see OPCA claims such as this petition, noted the BC government's response to the petition. As such, Wetherill agreed with the respondent governments and ordered the Zimmers pay the government's court fees to respond to their frivolous and vexatious claim. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca